You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My cousin is going through a rough time. I want to help, but it's like he doesn't want things to get better. What do I do? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I just like to behave.
And Jed Brewer.
Hey!
What was that?
I'm excited, y'all.
It sounded very familiar if you just listened to the intro to this show.
Tone it down a little. That's
it's all just relax.
I don't want to hide my radio light under a bushel basket, sir.
Whatever.
Wow. Okay, we're going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my cousin is going through a rough time. I want to help, but it's like he doesn't want things to get better. What do I do? And Glenn, I'd love to start with you. I think we can all relate to the frustration of someone not wanting to improve their situation.
Yes.
But I think we can also relate to that person, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I've been this guy, and no question about it. Part of our day job is working with men and women behind bars and following up with them on the streets. It's a faith-based nonprofit that we do, and the whole idea of that is trying to be a blessing to people who are trying to move forward in their life. And it's crazy how hard some people are to bless. And some of the people we work with, they just take it and run with it, and things go great. And other people, it's like Teflon. It won't stick to them, you know. I think there's a mentality of, I'm not done with my madness yet. I got a little bit more to do on there, and that's where the problems come in.
Sure, you don't want to throw it away before it's finished. It'd be irresponsible. And Jed, I think that's a very important point that Glenn has given us there. If we can take a moment to push through the frustration, as Glenn's mentioned, we all have to do in our job of I want this person's life to get better, and they don't seem to be on board with that, which seems like crazy pants.
Sure.
But we can all recognize a little bit of that in ourselves. That might make it easier to relate to that, and B, help us look to move forward, right?
No doubt about it. Your cousin, we're sorry that he's gone through a rough time, and we're sorry for the frustration you feel. It makes perfect sense. Your cousin isn't crazy, and he isn't a weirdo. He may be behaving in a weird way, but I've been there, all of us on the show have been there, and I bet if you think hard, you can think of times in your life where things were not good, but part of you didn't want that to change in an odd way. Like, part of you did, but part of you didn't. I bet you can think of times like that. Most of us can. That's actually a pretty common feeling. It's not healthy if we don't want to let that run the show. We don't want to be Captain Teflon that nothing good can stick to.
Right.
But we've actually all kind of had those moments in our lives. I think the question that we want to ask and we need a good answer to is, when we felt that way, why did we feel that way? What was going on both in our lives, but also maybe more importantly inside of us, in our own heads, in our own hearts, and our emotions? What was going on that was driving that? Where we said, yeah, this is bad, but I just want to stay here. I just want to hunker down and not do or change or try anything. If we've all been there, then it's something where I bet there's a common answer, and I think we owe it to ourselves and to your cousin to figure out what the answer to that might be.
That's absolutely right. You will know they're officially out of Avengers when in the sixth one, Captain Teflon shows up. But until then, we'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give that speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo.
You're on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
In the words of that great theologian, Garth Algar, we fear change.
Yes. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Man, if you don't like Wayne's World, I just don't want to know you.
That is his last name, right?
Yeah, that's right. You got
that's
it.
That's a good catch. Yeah. I had a very a dark moment early in my career when I was sitting in a group of high school kids trying to teach something, and I made a Wayne's World reference, and one of them literally looked at me and went, dude, I was born in 1994. That hurt. Yeah, that hurt bad. Right. We're hearing it. But the question is, I'm going to write about that hurt in a future question. But for now, we'll answer a question that came to the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This one says, my cousin is going through a rough time. I want to help, but it's like he doesn't want things to get better. What do I do? And Glenn, Jed closed out the last segment by kind of getting us to look at where we've been in those places in our own life and what we can learn from that. So when we do that kind of analysis, what do we land on?
Well, I think change just sucks, like real bad. Nobody likes it.
Sure.
You know, it's like if I told everybody, you know, we're going to the metric system, this is it. Well, we'd all say no.
That sounds awful.
We don't want to.
We tried that in the 70s. That's exactly what happened.
We want to count to 12 and then go back to 1 again. It makes no sense, but that's what we want to do. It's inches and that's it. Don't give me your European. I don't want it. It's just new. It's something. It's a hassle. I don't want to be on that. The other sign of that is the self-pity. And I don't know if you guys know this, but nothing is more delicious than self-pity. That's the best stuff there is, because it sort of explains why I have these problems and sort of justifies me from doing anything, because I'm doomed and everything's against me and all of that. So I have to find a way of breaking out of that self-pity if I'm going to be able to move forward. But it's tough because it's kind of delicious to me, you know?
Sure, it's like a warm blanket on a cold autumn day.
Yeah.
Wrapping yourself in pity. But Jed, I think that is a great point. And Glenn's speaking to kind of these ways a person has to arrive at something in themselves, which I think is true. But as for our question asker, if you look from the outside, I think we need to look at what are the things they can do, or maybe more importantly, can't do in this situation.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. So Glenn is right. You know, we've reached a point where we don't want things to get better. Why would that be? Well, reason one is that change is scary. If we want different results, we've got to change something. That's just how life works. Change is frightening. It's uncomfortable. None of us want to. And the others, both of these fellows are rightly pointing out, is self-pity feels great. I mean, it's awful in a way, but in another way, it's fantastic. And we kind of don't want to give that up. That's just the nature of it. When we see somebody and they're resistant to change and they've got a good feeling sorry for themselves going, even when it's justified, there are times where it makes sense to feel sorry for yourself.
No question about it.
That doesn't make it healthy, but it makes sense. Yeah. And we want to be understanding about that. But all the same, as someone who loves them, we say, okay, can I say something? Can I do something to make them snap out of it? Can I just, you know, can I be Cher? Can I smack him and then snap out of it and now it's over? As a preview, the answer is no. And we'll get into the reasons why that answer is no in our next segment. But I think we need to acknowledge that that is the thing that natively we all kind of ask in those moments is, could I make them be ready to change? Could I make them snap out of this? It makes total sense because we've all been there. We've all felt that way.
Absolutely right. If you were too young for our Wayne's World reference, you really didn't know what to do with that Moonstruck reference. But we'll come back a little bit more on this topic right here on the Bridge Lounge.
My God will now know.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Party time. Excellent.
And Jed Brewer.
Party on, Glenn.
Party on, Jed.
We all needed closure on that bit, yes. I think. We're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my cousin is going through a rough time. I want to help, but it's like he doesn't want things to get better. What do I do? And Glenn, Jed closed out that last segment by having us look at the idea of being able to force someone to have their moment of clarity, as some people would call it, having right. the snap out of it moment. And it's probably not the good goal, as Jed was telling us. So what are the things we do need to look at in helping someone when they get to that moment?
Well, I think it starts with recognizing there are no magic words that can automatically make someone receive a blessing that's being set before them. You can lead a horse to water. You can stick his face down in that water. You can stand over him and do everything you can. But he doesn't want to drink it. He's not going to drink it. That's how that goes. But we can look at planting seeds. We can look at putting ideas down. And when they're ready to receive them, they can come back to that. They can have something that they can hang on to. It's important to recognize that sometimes people are stuck in a way that looks like they're dug in for life. But they can pop out of that at any time, and they'll be ready to act on that wisdom you're giving them.
That's a really good point. And Jed, I think the other aspect of this we may want to look at is when you are at a pretty good place in your life and you see somebody hurting, part of the motivation here, and I don't think it's a bad thing, we don't want to judge it, is it feels good to help somebody out.
Totally.
Pull them up to where you are. But that, A, magnifies the frustration when they're not ready. And what do we do about maybe that from our end?
Sure. Well, here's the thing for you. We want to salute the fact that you see someone who's hurting and you want to help. That's actually a rare thing. It's more rare than you think it is. There are other people in your life that are hurting other than this cousin. And there are probably, if you look around, some people in your life that are hurting and are ready to change. Maybe they don't know what to change. Maybe they don't know how. Maybe they don't have the resources. But they're ready. They want things to be different. They're ready to make a change. But they need a hand with that. That could be something small. It could be something big. If you've got a heart to help, then focus on the people who are ready. That's the thing. That's what we do in our day job, is we find people who are ready to make a change, and we help them. If you'll do that, A, you'll enjoy it. You'll find it rewarding. You'll find it fulfilling. It will also, in a weird sense, lessen your frustration with your cousin because you're in motion. But it'll also set a really good example for your cousin that he can see people changing. He can see people making hard choices and getting good results out of that. And that may add some inspiration for him for whenever he's ready to change.
That's a really great point. I think the other thing you can do on this that's it's very helpful is keep an eye out for areas in your own life where you're resisting the change.
Yes.
And that's that'll help you, A, as Jed is saying, set an example for people in your life who want to make changes. They'll see you as the guy they can go to. The other thing on that is I think it's going to give you a little sympathy for people who maybe don't want to stare down the hard work of doing a change. When we're on the other side of having come through something, it's easy to look back and like go, hey, you know, that wasn't that bad. But wasn't it? Were there parts of it that were really bad? And, you know, we want to be honest about that, and having that honesty, not putting that smiley face in this kind of stuff, is an important way we arrive at good wisdom on that. We want to have more on that for you when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
She's not like that.
about? Why do I believe what they say about? Why do I believe what they say about me?
Loud. Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
We're not worthy. I'm out of Wayne's World references.
You made it. That's all we needed. And yeah. Jed Brewer?
I appreciated it. I celebrate the Wayne's World references. Nice.
Appreciate it. Satchel's Beef Stand. They drive by it in the opening segment, and every time I'm on Sir Mac, I see that, I just giggle to myself because I'm an idiot.
Well, they also had that Berwyn thing with the cars on
there. Yeah,
the
that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Landmarks. The Wayne's World movie tour is surprisingly unpopular. We're continuing to ask a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my cousin is going through a rough time. I want to help, but it's like he doesn't want things to get better. What do I do? Now, we've talked a lot in the show about you can offer somebody something good that doesn't make them want it. Maybe sometimes you need to up the ante. Maybe you need to add a little something, a little spice, maybe even a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
Glenn, as you mentioned, you've been doing this work for a long time in our day job, which is exactly this. It's people in tough situations, be that gang, be that drug addiction, be that jail, and wanting to help them come out of that. Not everybody jumps at that, and right. You said that's a process and people. So what have you learned in years of doing that?
Well, first and foremost, I think there's a lot of skepticism. If you've had a rough life, if you lived a rough life, mm-hmm. certainly I have, certainly the people that we work with have, there's a sense of maybe there aren't blessings out there for me. Why would God want to do something good for me? Why would a good woman love me and want to have a good relationship with me? There's a sense that there isn't anything good out there for me, so I might as well just be comfortable within this misery as much as possible. And we really want to work against that mentality. We really want to encourage you, as you listen to this, to recognize that God has blessings for you, that He cares about you, that we care about you, we believe in you, and there are better things out there available for you.
Absolutely. Jed, anything to add to that?
I agree 100% with everything Glenn said. If you hear nothing else, hear this. God loves you. God has good things for you. Right now, today, He really does. But now here's the one thing. If the UPS delivery driver is bringing a Christmas gift to you and they ring the doorbell, you do have to get off the couch, walk to the door, open it, and sign the slip in order to get the super awesome Christmas gift. There's always steps with every good thing. There's always steps for us to take to receive that good thing. They may be small, they may be relatively painless, but here's the funny thing. If we don't take those steps, we don't get the good thing. I mean, you know, if it's an expensive package, they don't leave it on your doorstep. You actually do have to go and sign for it. And so when you look at every good thing that you'd like to see in your life, whether that's, a good relationship, a good job, you know, you want to play in a band, you want to go rock climbing, whatever it is, I bet that God agrees with you on far more of those than you would think, but there's steps for you to take. And as you get in the habit of taking those steps, not only will you get closer to those good things, but you'll find a lot of joy just in that journey as well. And that becomes a blessing unto itself, and we want you to have that blessing too.
We will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Don't come out.